Well, everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're having another show. We have over probably, well, over 100 shows on the archives. So I'd like to just suggest that if you would like to go on there and view, you know, past shows. And we're going to be talking about kind of your connection now, genetic lineage from the past, and how it affects you on this, this show today, and also similar ideas and physical entrapments that we have here just from our genetics on the previous shows here. So we'll have a wonderful show today doing some more instantaneous healings from the Creation Lightship. So Sylvia, are you there?
I'm here. Hello and welcome everybody to another week of the Creation Lightship healings. We have four shows on every week, Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific, Wednesday at 7 p.m., and Friday and Saturday at 9 p.m. And each week we try to pick a theme that we can kind of get into for the whole week that will be helpful to our listeners based on requests that we have for information and so on. And so this week's theme is Divine Intervention Healing. And the purpose of the four shows this week will be to bring you a deeper understanding of the healing process, and also how the Creation Lightship is making it possible for us to have physical, mental, and spiritual healings that are literally light years above Earth-based healing modalities. And today we're going to be having the theme of clearing out the old issues, part one. And as Ron mentioned a minute ago, we'll discuss how the health issues and things that we may be experiencing today, physically or emotionally or mentally, can actually be a result of discordant thought patterns of our ancestors that have been imprinted upon our DNA or carried through our genetic lineage somehow. And we'll also talk about the effects of our own unreleased judgments, traumas, other factors that influence us health-wise, and what we can do. Excuse me 1 minute. Doggy is barking there. So we'll talk about what we can do to actually release those things, those densities, which are like blocked energy patterns, condensed energy blockages that have lodged themselves in us somehow, and we'll talk about how to clear those out. And we'll talk about the 18 different energetic bodies, such as the emotional body, mental body, trauma body, and things like that, and how the Creation Lightship is working to clear those. So, Ron, I guess let's start out by talking about how these issues come about in the past through our ancestors. So we may have lost connection here.
Okay, hi everybody. A little technical difficulty here. So we're we all know about past lives. We probably, you know, have even experienced reflections of that in our current lifetime here. Well, past lives are typically something that, in a sense, is new to the Creation Lightship as far as the way they created us, because we were never created to do and to be in one location continuously. We were created to go to, like, one planet and experience life there and then leave and go somewhere else. But unfortunately, you know, we're stuck here by the dark side, basically, as like a prison planet. So we have past life. So we'll go into that now without getting into the negative aspect, because that really is not changeable. You know, the past is with us. So our body is made up of genetics from the past. That's probably a no-brainer for all of you. But what happens is, because of our mind being so powerful, each time you think a thought, it gets programmed into your body. And then that eventually can, in that given lifetime, cause an illness. But more likely than not, it didn't really affect that lifetime. So then it starts to resurface in the next lifetime and then one after that. And eventually the body finally has to get rid of the blocked energy because it's just too strong in that body and it wants to heal itself. And then that produces the traumas that we go through and the illnesses. So what you're really dealing with is not necessarily what you created by your thoughts in this lifetime. That's the New Age thinking that your thoughts control your reality. Well, that really isn't 100% correct, but I won't go into that too far. What is controlling your reality is your body genetics, because your body is what you're living in. So your spirit's in your body, and as you're listening to my program, it's really not your spirit listening to me, it's your consciousness. And more so, it's probably just your awakening consciousness, we'll call that the ego, that is just listening, trying to get more information. So it's trying to collect information about how it can help itself, along with having experience just by being in the moment here as we're talking. So basically, your illnesses, your problems are passed on to you by your ancestors. That's ingrained into your body. Your spirit is here to help heal the body of these maladies and problems. What's real strange for me is if you go to a metaphysical church and they're really into metaphysics and they see somebody coming, walking in, you know, we'll say that you're in a congregation, so you have a couple hundred people, then all of a sudden one of the congregants comes in with a broken arm. Everybody looks at that person. So what are they thinking? Well, in the New Age church, you're going to think, oh boy, what did this person do to create that broken arm? So that's thought projections going to that person. Right away they have to deal with all those negative energies. And it really isn't true that they're thinking of something at that time, typically. It's that the body wanted to heal itself from blockages from the past. So the person wasn't consciously thinking that they're going to break their arm because of a discordant bad thought, okay? So I want to kind of make that clear. There's no guilt there with you of whatever has happened to you that you went through in your lifetime. It's all the stuff from your ancestors. So that's programmed into your body from the thoughts. Remember, the thoughts are not necessarily a really high divine energy. It's just something that we use to think with down here, and neither are the emotions. So your spirit is the divine trying to save this poor life form, which is your body, to have it move on further in its consciousness so that it can do the ascension process. So what happens is, unfortunately, you know, when you have your past lives cleared out, of all these traumas, then at that point your body can start to heal. Until you do that, it's very, very difficult. So I do two basic sessions. I do this lifetime clearing, and then I also do the clearing going back when your spirit first incarnated here in that life form that it was in, and then moving forward up to now. So there's actually two clearings that we do simultaneously. One is your spirit clearing, and one is also your body clearing. Well, going back even further, if your spirit was somewhere and it lost part of its spiritual consciousness or part of itself, part of its identity, then all the lifetimes from that time, this is off-planet now, okay? So we'll say that you were created a zillion years ago, and you came here maybe, let's say, 100,000 years ago. Well, how well has your spirit been healed in all those other lifetimes, wherever it experienced life? So very possibly your spirit could have come into this earth plane wounded. And so it's going to have problems working with you because it can't bring in all of its divinity to help you. So that's a whole other process of what this talk is about here, is clearing the densities out of you. But mainly your spirit is what needs to be healed first. And this is why these clearings that I do is so important for people to get yourself into the state of spiritual integrity to allow your physical body to heal. And just switching gears slightly here, the reason why you don't heal is not because it's the fault of the light ship not doing the proper work for you. The problem is the fact that we have so much densities around us from all these past lives in the body, that it's very hard for your spirit to come forward to do all these healings. And then if you're also only say, 20% in your body, how could you ever possibly think of having a healing? It's next to impossible, because your spirit is what does the healing. So, you know, the divine in you needs to be there to facilitate the healings. And then from there, like we talk about entities and people, the entities also live on your energy, your body energy, your prana energy from your spirit, and that is there, your life force energy, to heal your body. But your entities that you collect around you also take away these healings. So that's kind of the main ball of wax that we're talking about here. You want to heal your spirit first, and then you want to start to heal these densities, like the emotions, your feeling body. There's different bodies that we have around us that we can't see. And this is a formula for your physical body, in a sense, the blueprint. So there's 18 major blueprints that are down here that we go through and do healings on. And a lot of these are done automatically through the healings that I do, so we don't have names for them. But the main thing is to go through the process of healing so that you can become more whole and complete, if you choose to, for the ascension process. So, Sylvia, do you have anything to add on that?
Yeah, let's just mention a little bit more about these different 18 bodies. People might be interested in that. The first one that's the most important one to clear is the emotional body. And the emotional body clearing involves mental, physical, and spiritual healing, but it's done through the emotional body clearing. And so, Ron, maybe you could talk about that one a little bit and perhaps do a sampling of that for people to experience.
Sure. So what happens is during this healing, it's instantaneous. The light ship, in order to communicate to us in a way that our mind is able to accept something happening, is that they have to put down in our language in a way that this healing works. So in the New Age movement, you know, we know about the chakras. So that came about, you know, through, you know, Eastern Indian philosophy. So we have chakras that people kind of relate to. They know about them. You can get books on them. And, you know, you'll see different points in your body, which you can check with a pendulum. And then from there, it goes out into your auric field, et cetera. So that's just a way that we can language these healings. You know, if we did not know about the chakras, they might use something else. Maybe they might use joints of your body, but it's just something so that we can relate to this aspect of healing. They do clean out the chakras, though, but that's only like about 1% of what they do. So just trying to clean out your chakras will not facilitate, you know, the healing for yourself. So I have had people who have attempted to do this, even with their highly advanced extraterrestrial guides that some people have had, from like the Pleiades and the Arcturians, going up to and requesting healing on their ships, etc., or bringing the energies down here, and they have not even had a clue how to do this, so, because they're not in the same frequency of the divine energy, because they're at a lower consciousness. So we're going to do a healing now on your emotions. So we're going to go back in time, from this moment in time. Everything is moment by moment with the light ship. They're only in the now. And they're going to go now back to your last birthday. So healing is very quick. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. We'll go back one more year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year. Sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first clear. So this we do quite often on this show to show people what it's like for the healing. So if you've been on the show, say, 3 months ago and you just tuned in again, you will notice that that time is cleared from now to the last 3 months. So this is very nice. So you get an up-to-date healing each time. It's reinstated. So look upon your life now. You may want to close your eyes. Just check out situations that you dealt with. And from there, look at the traumatic situations. And you don't want to really, you want to sense it in your body, how your body is holding on to this emotional charge. And it's not really a mental energy that you're trying to look for or look at. You just kind of use your body to feel it. So you may see this visual picture of what happened to you. It may be looking out of your eyes, or it could be actually looking down upon yourself. There's different ways of doing this type of viewing. But whatever it is, just kind of look at it and just see how your body reacts to it. See if you're really afraid to look at it, or if you know, you go into anxiety, heavy breathing, if you go into a lot of fear, if you get angry, you know, these are all emotions. And what it should do is take you out of that, those emotional tendencies that you would normally have, and it should just look like a neutral scene to you, where it should not affect you. And the event should be very distant to you as you look at it. And when this happens, what it did is allow now your spirit to come into you where these energy blockages were in your body. Remember, your body has to store it someplace, in some energy body, and eventually that energy body will then at that point, eventually kill you, whether it's this lifetime or some other lifetime, you know, in the future. Remember, like we said before, you are living the discordant life now of your ancestors. So what they programmed into you is what you're living. Okay, so all your issues is not your own. It's what your body is choosing to heal in this lifetime. So there's no fear or no guilt about you doing something wrong, because you just are dealing with an issue that they gave you. So hopefully you all got given lots of money so you can be very happy. But that doesn't always work that way. Not that money is happiness, but if you don't have money, it's hard to live here, because we're based on money, the society here, and what you can obtain with that. So we're going to do another healing. This healing is much like the emotions. It's the feeling body. Remember, there's 18 of these bodies. These are just a few of them. So the feeling body is the same process. It's an instantaneous healing. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. There we go. So, again, look at a situation like you did previously and just see how you feel about it. For a lot of people, almost everybody has emotional traumas, and they can sense the energy leaving them. A few people don't live in emotions. They're completely blocked out for some reason, not your fault, but they do live in feelings. And if you're a feeling person, then at that point you're going to go, wow, that thing really worked. Whereas if you're in the emotional, you're going to feel the relief there. And maybe it takes both of these to release some of that pressure. But for most people, for what I have seen so far by working with so many, that the feeling body is like icing on the cake after the emotional healing. So just kind of relax and look at a situation again and see how you feel. And again, it should be very distant to you. Remember, when you see that and you can look at it without any reaction emotionally, now your spirit can come into you. Remember, love walks in. It can't walk in through emotions and through negativity, because your spirit only works with love. And the next healing we're going to do, again, is on these same lines, but a different heading. This is your sensory body. And the sensory body is how you input your senses. And for most people, they can relate to this when they walk into a room and right away they sample the energies in it to see what person they should maybe stay away from, etc. So, or a person who's sensory overloaded, and they're just, they go somewhere and they're just freaked out and they have to sit down or go out to their car and take a deep breath and they go back into the situation again. And that could even be a common workplace. So here we go. We're going to do the sensory body now. So again, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay. So again, just kind of do another checking of yourself, how you sense energies, how you feel things around you. And you should start to feel with the sensory body that there's a space around your body now that you probably didn't have before. And you're going to feel your body relaxing more. kind of like much like you release these pins out of a pin cushion, okay? And you should start to feel a little more energetic and have a little more self-assurance. And another body that we have is a pain body. So I'll do that sample healing here for people. The pain body is if you ever had any type of maybe lasting pain in your body or chronic pain. Maybe you were hurt for a week or two and you suffered pain. Well, that energy is still with you, even though it may have been years and years ago. And remember, that's still another trap that you have stored inside of yourself that needs to come out. Remember, your spirit cannot live in pain. So if you look at each one of these scenarios, just look at the time of when it happened. And at that point, your spirit could not come into your body. And so that page, you know, or chapter in your life for that particular week, if your spirit couldn't come into you, then that means that your book has a bunch of holes in it. You have pages that have no spirit energy. And so how could you possibly think you can get healed when your book is not complete with your spirit energy? So that's another way of saying what I'm trying to convey to everyone here. It's very important to regain all of your spiritual identity and to have your spirit integrate with you. So we're going to do the pain body now. And if you've had chronic pain, or you know, maybe you had pain when you were 10 years of age, and maybe you had a bad sunburn, that's a pain. What we're going to do now is release that energy from you. You may not really have any senses or indication of the pain right now, but remember, it's still stored inside of you. So we have to get that out. So here we go, pain body. So, and you may have a hip problem right now or something, or a back problem. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay. So again, kind of look at your past right now. And maybe focus on an issue that you could have had and just see how you feel about it. It may not even be related to you in your consciousness because it's so far back. But if you do have pain right now, you may start to feel it get released from you. And what we'll do now is another clearing here. We're going to do a clearing of part of your past lives. I'll use that terminology here, which we shouldn't have. And remember, your spirit should be new in each lifetime, wherever it chooses to go to. So we have two different lives here. We have your body's genetics of past lives, and we have your spirit being stuck here, experiencing past lives. Remember, if your spirit's wounded in any of those lifetimes, and it wasn't healed completely, and then it reincarnated, you know, it may be pretty messed up by the time you have it right now with you, okay? So kind of keep that in mind. So we're going to do a healing now on your spirit, and also on your body genetics. So we're going to go back from the year 2000. From now to 2000, we'll go 1900s and 1800s and 1700s. And we'll go down to 1600s here. So just kind of tune into your body now. Remember, you probably won't have any consciousness on these different 100-year cycles, but you may feel your body have some kind of relief here. So here we go, 2000 to now. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And now the 1900s. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 1800s. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 1700s. I'm starting to yawn, so somebody has an issue there, or more than one. Well, it looks like feet issues, ankle issues, knee issues. So here we go. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 1600, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay. So just kind of maybe sit back and relax. I'll put some music on, and you can kind of sample how your body feels now with these different healings that we just got through performing. And you may be able to enjoy yourself a little better after this healing here. another clearing here. I'll just to do a little short one here. This one that will be quite interesting for some of you. I do a brand new clearing where we actually clear out the trauma that you have experienced as a fetus. You know, as you were inside of your mother walking around, you know, whatever she experienced that you experienced in the physical too, but you couldn't see, but you did feel the energy. And or you also felt the psychic energy of what she was going through and being projected on you. So you can just kind of picture a typical pregnant woman. Maybe she's, say, 8 months pregnant, and somebody comes over who has really, really bad vibrations, okay? And they put their hand on your mother's stomach, and now all of a sudden you're getting this negative energy from this person being directed to you. How do you think you feel? I imagine not too well, okay? So this clearing helps to eliminate that, okay? And you're probably going, oh, my God, just think, you know, maybe you're thinking about, you know, Aunt Mabel or somebody who you don't like now who was with your mother, you know, who knows. But from there, we have another situation, and we're going to just do a healing here on your breathing. This is what kind of I'm doing right now. This, I'm in the moment all the time on these shows, so the show me breathing. So that's probably the most important thing in your life as you come out and get separated from your mother. You have to take your first breath. So what we're going to do now, maybe some of you had a problem with that, the initial breath. Maybe you had to get spanked a couple of times. Maybe you came out with an umbilical cord around you. Maybe you were having difficulties on the birthing process. That would be kind of a negative situation. But regardless, we're talking about energy here, okay, and how this past energy influenced and got imprinted into your body, okay? So what we're going to do now is clearing on your first breath. So we'll go before your first breath and after that, okay? So we'll just look at this as 5 minutes before and 5 minutes after, okay? So we're going to do three healings. So from 5 minutes to your actual first breath, and then we'll do from that to the next 5 minutes when you're actually self-sustained out here. Okay, so here we go. Sit back and relax, take a deep breath, and we'll see how this is going to affect your breathing. So here we go. 5 minutes to 0 point here, we'll call it. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared. Oh boy. Fifth cleared, because somebody has problems. Fourth cleared, I got to clear that. Clear. Just breathe into it now. Cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared, and first cleared. Wow. Okay. Now we're going to do the point of your actual first breath now. Remember, that was prior to this here. Probably going down the birth canal, etc. And here we go. Your first breath. Sixth chakra cleared. Fifth, cleared. Fourth, cleared. Holy cow. Oh, boy. Cleared. Maybe you're choking or something. Third chakra. Cleared. Second, cleared. First, cleared. Okay, next one. This is from your first breath to the first 5 minutes on planet Earth here, breathing this oxygen. So sixth chakra. Cleared. Oh boy, again, fifth chakra. Cleared. Fourth, cleared. Third, cleared. Second, cleared. First, cleared. Okay, so just maybe take a deep breath again and kind of just experience life over again here and take some deep breaths and relax and put some music on so you can experience how it is to be in a different energy cycle than what you were in before. hopefully that's helped everyone here. The clearing that I do with this is a brand new clearing, like I said. It clears away energy as we go month by month at a time to get rid of the traumas that you've experienced, you know, as a fetus. And then the most interesting part of this healing, we go week by week after that, and we clear away densities every week that your body's experienced. And then you also have a chance then after that to input week by week information that you'd like to have your spirit gather up, we'll say, or re-imprint you with maybe better DNA. Maybe you have a talent that maybe you're only 90% clear of what you want to do, or maybe you need a little more horsepower in that talent. Well, that's probably still stored in your DNA, but it didn't come forward, okay? So this allows you to kind of like rewrite your history and bring forth more information that's stored inside of you so that you can perform better. So this you can do by imprinting this information with your spirit, and your spirit then will kind of rewrite your history. This also can work in a sense for birth defects and different problems too. So all you do is either think about or write down on a piece of paper what you'd like to have help with at this particular time in your life. Because remember, you're looking back upon your life from now to the past. And you can rewrite your history to have more wellness right now. And this is just a wonderful clearing that we do. The cost on it is $200. And it's just great to feel the fetus energy, you know, and, you know, as you, you know, get older, you know, maybe you're 4 or 5 months along, just that love energy that's with you is just phenomenal. I mean, it's just great to feel. So anyway, if you're interested, I can do that for you. It's just a great clearing to get back into wholeness here. This is what the whole thing is about, is to reclaim your spiritual identity and to get your body out of trauma so your spirit can integrate more with you for healing. So, Sylvia, anything that we need to talk about or have clarity on?
Yeah, let's talk some more about the whole issue of how these densities can make patterns repeat in your life, either health-wise or emotional situations or life situations. It's like you have a movie script, and you're the main actor in your movie, and the script kind of stays the same, and the other actors might change, the scenery might change, you know, you might move from one situation to the other in your life, but find that you kind of keep having to rehash or re-experience these scenarios that continue to happen over and over again in your life. Or you might have a chronic health situation that keeps happening over and over again. So how is it, let's talk about how these densities that get lodged in these different 18 bodies can cause
condition. Just remember that the divine never gave you spiritual lessons, okay? That's another New Age philosophy that people like to talk about because they can't figure out why things keep happening to them. So you put underneath the phrase, well, I'm trying to learn this spiritual lesson. Well, the divine never created a spiritual lesson for you at all. The divine, the creation lightship, only allows you to have an experience. And that's what you do with that experience is your choice. Remember, they have free choice. This is what your birthright is, maybe elsewhere. And you have some free choice here, except for all the mind control. But basically, you're here to experience life, and what happens is, unfortunately, is that we don't understand what we're going through. We're so disconnected from our spirit. Like I said, most people are only 20% of their body, so how could they ever possibly know or get guidance if you're not in your body? So the main thing is to get reconnected so you do have your guidance with you, so you can understand what you're doing. So there are all these blocked energies that is the consciousness of thought. You know, thought controlling thought inside of you, judging, is what you're dealing with. And like I always say, you know, it may sound kind of harsh, but, you know, the physical body here will kill itself to get well. And when you think about that, you go, wow, think of all those people in the graveyard, you know. Well, they died because they didn't heal themselves. Remember, the body wasn't created, you know, to die. It's created to be a perfect life form. And, you know, if you just think about it, every day you wake up and you're living. You know, if you cut your finger, it'll eventually heal and you're fine. Well, why does another thing heal? You know, why do we have cancer, et cetera? Well, that's the thoughts of your ancestors coming back on you. And your body's trying to heal those scenarios of emotion to allow your spirit to come into that area so that there'll be no more cancer. So that's kind of the scenario that we're dealing with here, is a spiritual awakening to have the body live longer. And now that we're at the tail end of an energy cycle, which is the ascension time, you know, if you want to have your body live longer than normal, you know, have immortality, then you want to definitely get on the bandwagon and start cleaning your body out and getting these densities out of you. That's been in you for, you know, thousands and thousands of years. So your spirit just needs to be fully integrated with you to do this transformation. So you know, it can take care of a lot of those problems that you're dealing with, but you have to come more fully into your body. Like I said, the emotions, the judgments are what prevent that. So what we're doing is we're leading a life, and the body, because it wants to heal itself, will mirror out to itself on its psychic billboard the situation that it wants to deal with. So this is why we kind of say, you know, you go to the movie theater and it's the same, very similar movie, if not the same, but different actors in it. You know, same script. And this is because your body is there attempting to heal itself. So it'll bring people into your life to resonate issues that your ancestors gave you. Remember, this is not guilt on what you did in this lifetime. It just got brought forward. Okay? And so at that point, you got to catch on to it to heal yourself. So this is how the body is trying to heal itself. But in the process, because maybe the 2x4 isn't big enough, maybe we need a 6x6, and eventually, you know, get something strong enough to actually sabotage itself as an illness so that we can catch on. And hopefully you're not too far down the road to where you can't recover from that illness. So, but you, all along the line, you had visions, indications, signs of that particular problem. And normally those signs could be as, you know, as much as 30 years. So what you're dealing with now is not brand new to you in most cases. So this is kind of what you're dealing with. And you know, the bottom line is you need your spirit in you to do these healings on yourself. But the only thing that can ever heal you in a divine way is your spirit, because your spirit has all your answers, has all your information, and is connected to creation itself. The thought energy that most healers use now, and here I'm stepping on toes again, so you want to just kind of bear with me here. I'd say probably at least 98% of the healers out there, including our New Age and New Thought movement, are based on mind energy. And so what they do is they use the mind energy, which is the manipulation of thought, if you would. Remember, you have an umbrella of thought. And what's underneath that umbrella? You have sorcery and witchcraft and voodoo and many other types of mind-controlling energies. That what you're trying to do then is use your thought to overpower somebody else's. So you're doing like psychic warfare on the thought arena to bring something into your life. Remember, you know, if someone else has something and you want it, then you actually take the energy from them and they lose it and then you get it. You know, the simplest thing, in a sense, is here I'm stepping on toes again, is like creating a parking space. So when you think of a parking space, what actually happened? Did you actually beforehand have somebody get into their car prematurely to give you that parking space, okay? Another way of looking at it, did you happen to drive around the block or have a detour or something or leave at a different time to connect to that person to get that parking place? So, you know, there's different ways of looking at it. But on the negative aspect, if you use your mind to control someone else, that basically is against spiritual law. The divine does not judge and does not want to control anything. It's up to you to take that freedom of expression and express it yourself, not to take energy from someone else. And this is what the New Thought Movement is about, is to control mind energy. This is why if you look at most of the information now out on healings, it's all mind energies. How to control your mind to get what your desires are. And then they shred that underneath the, or put it underneath the umbrella of the divine mind of God, and you work with that. Well, there's no such thing. It's just love energy. There's no mind in love. Okay, two different scenarios. So once you fully understand that, and if you get a little concept of what I'm saying, you go, my God, all of our teachings for the last 100 years or more is a big crock, because the mind energy is what they're teaching us. And so what happens to the mind energy? Well, we have off-planet negative ETs directing that to us down here now to keep us from ascending. And they, you know, sidetrack us immensely on this process so that you're kept busy, or you forget what you're doing, and you're being controlled by these thoughts that are not your own. So anyway, I guess I'll stop there. Where are we, Sylvia?
Well, I think we can talk some more about the emotional and other healings and the wonderful way that they can influence and affect the people in our lives. And as you've probably all experienced, when the people that you live with and are surrounded with are doing well, you know, we're doing well, and vice versa, because we all affect each other somehow. And these clearings, I know some of our listeners have had their children have these clearings, and I think that's just a wonderful thing. You know, you might have a 5-year-old or a 7-year-old clearing their whole life would be like, you know, $30 or something like that from their emotions, and think of how the rest of their life could unfold so beautifully if they didn't have these densities in their way. So maybe we can talk about the clearing and healing of families a little bit.
Yes, the nice thing is that in your family situation, or even the people around you where you work with, you're all kind of resonating with similar energies, because that's why you're there. In a family, you really can't get away from the people as much, because you're there in the morning and the evenings, and since you're the same body genetics, you all have the similar issue. And so each person is mirroring that issue back to everyone else in that family unit. So when one person gets a healing in that family, all of a sudden that charge is reduced. And it can actually go back in time and eliminate the problems or the condition in other people too. So just by having one person going through a healing, it can affect someone else very, very easily, especially through your genetics, because it can rewrite your history. Now, in your workplace, if you have somebody that you're upset about each day, and you know that's emotional trauma that you're choosing to go through. Remember, you are choosing, because you could leave your job, but maybe you can't. But that's still a choice of yours. And so you choose to engage yourself in someone else. So they have an issue and you have an issue. But once you clear your issue, then all of a sudden they may get the healing too, because they're resonating in your frequency field. And then all of a sudden that issue that they have may be diminished also. So all of a sudden now you're best friends, and you don't know what really happened, because it's all invisible energy. And this is kind of how it works. You know, I'm not saying it works every time, because people sometimes are very headstrong, but it does help. And it does rewrite your history. So now once you resonate in a new energy cycle, a new energy field, at that point there's no reason for you to re-experience the old. And so those people that you've been dealing with that could be very negative to you are now dropped out of your life. And this is what happens. A lot of people find new friends, just much like yourself. You're all listening to this program now, and I would bet that if we somehow were able to say, well, we can now all come to one location right now in 10 minutes and meet each other, we'd probably all hop on our cars and drive that 10 minutes to see everybody, because we're all kind of like-minded right now. And this is kind of how it works. And each time you have somebody with a higher frequency come to you in a group, then all of a sudden you can change your energy. This is what's so great about the light ship healings, because you're a part of the divine energy. And you're actually a full embodiment of the true source energy, just that you don't know it yet. You may think about it mentally, but you are that energy. So when you go to the light shift and these different beings that work with you are resonating with maybe an aspect of that, then you can resonate with that yourself and say, man, this feels wonderful. And so this is what it is, that you're actually awakening yourself to the divine energy that is you. And this is how healings occur also.
And we have a very interesting comment on the fast chat from one of our wonderful listeners, Sylvia in Canada. And she's talking about how as she grew up and her family's teaching, because they didn't know any better, was that, you know, when we attract a bad experience, it's our fault. You know, we were somehow bad, maybe we did something bad and therefore this happened to us. And they weren't teaching us that our body was showing us that we had a emotional trauma or something inside that needed healing. So maybe we can talk about that. I know you talked about it a little bit earlier, Ron, about how, you know, there's so much judgment, especially even in the New Age movement, about how, you know, something happens that must mean that you did something bad.
Yeah, the to me, the saddest thing that happens here is situations that young children go through. And probably the worst thing, one of the worst, could be like maybe seeing your parents killed in a car accident. That would be very devastating to you. Another thing might be if you have a situation of kind of like maybe a sexual situation, okay? And so, unfortunately, the way this system is, since we're in the matrix down here, having mind control from the matrix, okay, and I won't go much further on that, okay, but this matrix energy, you know, lives off of your emotional trauma. And so since the child, we'll say that this child is named Sally and she's 4 years of age, and the situation is that she gets sexually molested, okay, right away you have that pure 100% almost spirit energy in that little four-year-old. And remember, that's divine energy. And all of a sudden, this horrific event happens. And so the matrix energy, since it likes to live off of you, sets you up for the situation to occur. And they got a lot of life force from you. And so typically, looking at it realistically, and you could call that a spiritual lesson, which it really isn't, but that's what the New Agers call it. Ideally, you know, you really shouldn't be doing or having any type of situations here, looking at it, you know, logically, you know, until you're maybe a young adult or something, at least, you know, where you're fully conscious of something, maybe out of high school even, you know, and then you're able to make a decision for yourself. But to have somebody... and then to be responsible for your actions, okay? Well, somebody so young, that doesn't happen. So that's just strictly the dark side bringing out these energies in you because they must have wanted to experience more energy from you. Remember, they live on emotions, so naturally that's going to be an emotional event for you and the perpetrator. And this is how they play their games here. So I probably won't go too much more into that, but that may be an answer for you. Like, why did this happen to me? Or someone that I knew when they're so young and they're vulnerable to this. Well, that's the dark side, just wanting to take your energy. If you're older and it happens, then more than likely you've had signs in your life of that situation, and you're able then to deal with it on a mental level to make a conscious choice maybe not to be in that situation, okay? And at that point, then you're more in the area of, say, cause and effect, two situations. But remember, that's still programmed in you from your ancestors. They had that issue, regardless if it happened at 1 year of age or, you know, you're 80. It's still in you from your ancestors, and your body wants to get it out. But to activate it so soon in someone's young childhood to actually typically ruin their life, maybe sexually or something, it's just an awful situation or whatever else it would be. Just think of having... seeing, you know, devastation of maybe your parents being killed at the age of two, well, how that's going to affect your psyche. So anyway, that's kind of what that's about. And it's not under the pretense of a spiritual lesson that you had to learn that. That's the biggest BS that is out there on the New Age movement. So back to you, Sylvia. Hope that answered the question there.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And you mentioned the elderly a little bit, and I'd just like to say something about that. You know, first of all, if we all had these clearings when we were young, I feel like we really wouldn't have that aging trauma that so many people go through and end up in nursing homes on all kinds of medications and unable to even remember who they are and so forth. So if you know somebody in your family, perhaps your parents or whoever, that, you know, hasn't had these types of clearings, this is a wonderful gift to them, especially if they're, you know, in a nursing home or ill or whatever, and it's something that you can do easily with Ron, and they don't even necessarily have to, you know, be on the phone with Ron. You can be for them. So maybe you could talk just a little bit about that.
Yeah, we're kind of getting close to time here. Yeah, so I can work with anybody on the planet anywhere. I just need to have the connection to them through you, and at that point the healing gets done automatically. Remember, the light chip created you, so they give the permission to do that. And your spirit always says yes when it's working with divine energy. It'll open the door to help because it's here to heal you. So I guess we'll be signing off here. So I hope this has helped all of you a little bit about understanding the differences between heart and mind healing, and also your connection to your own spirit, and knowing that you need to connect more fully. So I guess we'll be saying blessings to all of you. And our next show is Wednesday at 7 o'clock, and we have our special 4-hour conference call coming up on the 18th, if you're interested. It's on Saturday at 1 Pacific Standard Time. So see you all later, everybody, and blessings to all of you.
Blessings to all, and you can go on the show info, and you'll see what we're going to talk about on the rest of the shows this week, and we hope you'll tune in with us then. Until then, much love to everyone, and many blessings.